Welcome, everyone. Today, we're opening up a joint committee on ways and means, subcommittee on general government. Today is February 14th, Valentine's Day, 2018. Well, welcome, everyone. Today, we're going to be holding three work sessions, and one is going to be dealing with Secretary of State special elections cost request. Second will be Secretary of State information technology position request. And the third and final one will be Secretary of State motor voter notification request. So with that being said, started off, LFO, Steve.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. These are three requests from the Secretary of State for additional general fund for the budget. It's very unusual, as you know, for subcommittees to be considering general fund requests at this point because of the uncertainty in the forecast. However, the co-chairs have recognized the significance of these requests and would have these funds put in the budget reconciliation bill if the subcommittee approves them. The first request is a request for $3,320,000 in general fund to reimburse both the elections division and counties for the costs incurred for the recent January 23, 2018 special election. Because this is an election, this is an added election in this budget cycle that was not budgeted in the Secretary of State's budget or in individual counties' budgets, it was understood that the state would be reimbursing these costs. We do recommend, the LFO recommendation is to essentially appropriate the full amount being requested. However, to split that into two separate appropriations, we recommend that you establish a one-time general fund appropriation of $1,663,885 for the elections division and establish a $1,656,115 special purpose appropriation to the emergency board for the Secretary of State for reimbursement of special election costs. The reason for our recommendation to split the amount is that counties are still in the process of determining the costs. So far, the amount of identified costs equal the 1663885 figure. We believe that those funds should be distributed now. The remaining request will be held back, and the Secretary of State will return in May with additional costs that may total all of that or may total less than that amount.
Senator Johnson?
Nothing. I was feeling emotion moving within me.
Okay. So before we proceed, did you enter it? Is that your
attorney? It is.
Yeah. Come on up.
Colleagues, I'd like to introduce to you Joseph Christian, who is a senior at Clatskanie High School. He has had quite a day here today and is doing a senior project. And thank you, Mr. Chair, for the courtesy of letting him join the committee.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you. Really quick, Mr. Co-Chair. Do you realize how fortunate you are to have her as your senator? She's an icon.
Don't put him on the spot.
She's an icon. We all appreciate your senator. Thank you for helping her get to Salem.
Okay. So we'll move on. The LFO has made its recommendation. Mr. Co-Chair.
Yeah, so I'm going to be right there. So, Mr. Co-Chair, I move we follow LFO's recommendation in establishing a one-time general fund appropriation of $1,663,885 for the election division for reimbursement of special election costs and establish a $1,656,115 special purpose appropriation to the emergency board for the Secretary of State for reimbursement of special election costs.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Mr. Co-Chair has moved to establish a one-time general fund appropriation of $1,663,885 for the election division for reimbursement of special election costs and establish a $1,656,115 special purpose appropriation to the emergency board for the Secretary of State for reimbursement of special election costs. Discussion. Any objections? Seeing no objections, motion passes and the need a carry of the.
You do not need.
We don't need a carry.
No.
Oh, that's even better then. We're gonna roll right through this. Okay, so LFO, we're up to the next item.
A second request submitted by the Secretary of State is to appropriate $166,348 in general fund and to establish one information security position. This request is in relationship to the issue of cybersecurity. Oregon's elections systems were targeted by Russian government cyber activists during the 2016 election. The Secretary of State asked the U.S. Department of Homeland Security to conduct a cyber resilience review in order to aid in planning to address cybersecurity issues. The review identified deficiencies and actions to improve security, and the Secretary is requesting an additional position in the Information Services Division to expand capacity to address these issues. LFO's is recommending approval of this. We modified the amount slightly. We didn't believe that it would be possible to bring on the new position by March 1st, so we delayed it a month in our recommendation. So we recommend that you increase the general fund appropriation to the Secretary of State for the Administrative Services Division by $156,357 and establish one full-time information systems specialist 8 position with 0.63 FTE to support operational resilience and cybersecurity capabilities.
Mr. Co-Chair.
Yeah, Mr. Co-Chair, I would move that we follow LFO's recommendation as presented.
Co-Chair Smith has recommended that move that we accept LFO recommendation to increase the general fund appropriation to the Secretary of State for Administrative Services Division by $156,357 and establish one full-time information systems specialist 8 position, 0.63 FTE to support operation resilience and cybersecurity capability. Discussion. Any objections? Next item on the agenda, please.
The final item on your agenda today is a request for funding to support the distribution of motor voter mailers as required under state law. The motor voter program requires the Secretary of State to notify individuals who are about to be added to the voter registration rolls as a result of visit to the Department of Motor Vehicles that they do have the option to opt out of being registered, and they also have the option of affiliating with a political party, because otherwise when they are registered, they are registered as non-affiliated. In order to do this, the Secretary has been sending out mailers, one-page mailers, to notify the people who are being about to be registered under the Oregon Motor Voter Program. There is not funding in this in their budget for this, however. There was some limited federal funds expenditure limitation for these costs. However, the federal government has advised against using HAVA funds for this purpose. Therefore, in order to support the cost of maintaining these mailings, general fund is needed in their budget. So we are recommending approval of the request without modification, well, with a minor modification relating to federal funds only. But we are recommending that you increase the general fund appropriation for the elections division, by $257,306 and reduce the federal funds expenditure limitation by $42,616 to finance the printing and distribution of Oregon motor voter mailers required under state law.
Johnson.
Mr. Chair, I know we're on a roll here, but I can't help but ask, why is the federal government recommending that we not use Help America Vote Act money? It seems to me we're helping America vote, and I'm just curious why not.
Mr. Secretary, do you have someone that can come forward with this, please?
Sorry to slow us down, but we're digging into general fund here, and I'm just curious why.
Mr. Chair, members of the subcommittee. Steve Trout, State Election Director. Thank you for the question, Senator Johnson. So my belief is that there's a provision within the Help America Vote Act that you can't use HAVA dollars for something that was pre-existing, and they see this as voter registration. Voter registration existed before HAVA, continues to remain after HAVA, and so they recommended that the funds were not appropriate for that purpose.
I think that's a crummy rationale, but I accept your explanation.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Good afternoon, Mr. Secretary, Mr. Director. I recall our conversations about HAVA dollars during the budgeting cycle during the long session, and I'm curious now, if we're not able to spend $250,000 we had intended to on the mailers for Motor Voter, what are we going to spend that $250,000 doing?
So, Mr. Chair, Representative Gomberg, as Mr. Bender pointed out, there was only $42,000 of expenditure limitation put in the budget to pay for these. And my understanding is that's going to be removed as a part of if this is approved.
Co-Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I have one question, and this is just pure ignorance on my behalf. Postage paid return envelopes, does that mean we're prepaying for the postage, or do we get billed for the postage at a later time?
So, Mr. Chair, Representative Smith, so it goes out with the business reply mailers, and so all of the packages that go out have that envelope in them. We receive about less than 20% of those back, and then we pay only for those that are returned.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
Senator Johnson.
Pay how? I mean, as a lump sum, or are you reimbursing individual voters for the price of a stamp?
So, Mr. Chair, Senator Johnson, we have a postage account with the United States Post Office, and so there's a permit number associated with those return business reply mail envelopes, and so when those come back through, the post office will then take that out of our postage account.
But we only pay for those that are returned?
Correct.
Thank you.
Representative Marsh.
Okay, so I have to, thank you, Chair, ask the next obvious question, which is, why do we pay for those? We don't pay for people to send their ballots in.
So, Mr. Chair, Representative Marsh, that's a policy decision that has been made since the beginning of this program to pay for that return postage.
I would share with you, Representative, this was actually a conversation that occurred on the House floor in a debate, and I agree with your thoughts.
Yeah, I think that the ultimate end game is to provide this opportunity for those that are in the rural areas and seniors that don't have access to returning an actual ballot to have this method available to them as well sometime in the future as we go along.
And that was a position that won.
Yeah. Any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Co-Chair, is there a motion?
Yeah, so Mr. Co-Chair, I would move LFO's recommendation as presented to us.
Mr. Co-Chair, Co-Chair Smith has moved that LFO a recommendation to increase the general funds appropriation for the election division by $257,306 and reduce the federal fund expenditure limitations by $42,616 to finance printing and distribution of Oregon Motor Voter mailers required under state law. Discussion. Are there any objections? Seeing none, motion carries. And with that, LFO, we have anything else on the table?
No, as a result of these votes, we will include the statutory budget adjustments necessary to accomplish what you have approved in the omnibus budget reconciliation bill that Ways and Means is preparing.
Colleagues, seeing that there is no further business for the committee at this time or the subcommittee, we shall adjourn.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's actually my knuckle. Oh, it's not how we figure it. Apparently, they can't
see it. May I follow you back in the hour?